This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited a federal climate lab in Boulder Wednesday. Her appearance with Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse was meant to highlight Democrats' recently passed climate and tax bill. Pelosi is also meeting with Democratic candidates for two open congressional seats this fall that could help determine whether Democrats keep their majority in the U.S. House.
We have absolutely every intention of holding the House. And the path to that victory comes right through Colorado.
Those seats are in Colorado's 7th District, where an incumbent Democrat is retiring, and the state's newly created 8th Congressional District. Colorado Senate candidates are making a bilingual pitch to Latino voters, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and his Republican opponent, Joe O'Day, have both purchased airtime on Spanish-language TV in Colorado.
El senador Michael Bennett apoyó a empresas pequeñas en sus momentos.
Joe O'Day, una historia americana de éxito. Fue adoptado.
Both campaigns are doing extensive outreach to Latino voters, focusing on pocketbook issues. O'Day is blaming the current economic troubles on Democrats, while Bennett highlights his support for working-class Latinos. Latinos make up more than 22% of Colorado's population. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's a new survey for small businesses and entrepreneurs in rural southeast Colorado. Maisie Weingartner with Energize Colorado says it focuses on what small businesses need to succeed.
We have lots of resources that can help you, or we can connect you to different partner organizations that can help you.
The results of the survey will be used to design and develop education programs for independently owned businesses covering at least 7 counties on Colorado's southeast plains. The survey will be open for the next few months. The state's month-long experiment with free public transit is over. It was meant to improve air quality and got great reviews from longtime riders.
I save $114 and I buy more food. Burritos, and after work, we have a few beers.
Still unclear are the project's long-term effects, and there's more on that later in this hour. This is CPR News.